ever get stuck playing the blame game, wishing others would change but feeling hostage until they do? Learn the opposite be and do ways of thinking that can help you get unstuck and move forward no matter how others choose to be or do. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go D-O, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.
Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. It's all about learning how to think in the different be and do thinking ways that can help you get out of the blame game and feel more in control of your life no matter what happens. This is number 29 on the podcast where I share these different ways of thinking and help you to better be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. Today is going to be a powerful episode, and I'm excited to share with you what I've learned when it comes to blaming others and why you don't want to get stuck in the blaming game. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is made up of these two powerful ways of thinking, be thinking and do thinking. These two different ways of thinking can help you resolve any situation, problem, relationship troubles, or any experience you might be going through and help you to feel more happy and confident no matter what happens. You're always in control with these two different ways of thinking, but you should know they're exactly opposite, which makes these two different ways of thinking actually a lot of fun. Before I get too far into the podcast, let me give you my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I learned these different ways of thinking in trying to understand and love my now ex-husband. I was praying to be able to solve some of the problems we were having in our marriage, and though I wasn't able to save the marriage, learning my husband's opposite way of thinking has changed my life and is really helping lots of people now to save their marriages, get unstuck, and learn to see things from a different perspective. I love sharing these different ways of thinking, and I hope they will be an answer to your prayers in understanding yourself and the people around you, but please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-altering decisions. With that out of the way, let's get started. In order to get out of the blame game, it's really important to understand why people go there in the first place. And once you understand that, then it's easier to stay out of that place, as well as to not get sucked in when other people are trying to blame you for their problems and suck you into playing the game. So indulge me for a moment while we just talk about the why. First of all, understand that at some level, everyone naturally thinks in either more of the be thinking or the do thinking way. They may not understand it all or do it perfectly, but people are generally more focused on either how they are trying to be or on what they're trying to do. You can be focused on both, but generally, people that don't know about this concept especially are usually more focused in just one way or the other, and they assume that other people think like them. Why? Because people don't know about this concept, and it's why I'm trying to share it with people, because it really can make such a big difference. So think about that and what that looks like for just a minute. Everyone has their own perception or a perspective that's based on how they think. Let's take the be thinking side first. People who are more focused on how they are trying to be expect that other people are also focused on how they are trying to be. When there are challenges or problems or people are feeling stuck, and for be thinkers, this is usually not feeling great about themselves, feeling like they're not enough, they feel depressed, they don't have energy, or they're just not being able to be who they want to be, well, then they expect other people will be a way that's at least kind, that can help them out. When people aren't being that way, or they just don't seem to care about how they're being and how they're putting out that energy into the world, then it's really easy to blame things that they do on how other people were being. If you're a be thinker, then it's probably really easy to excuse things you might do sometimes, but people from their perspective can generally control their emotions, their feelings, and at least act like a decent human being. They would never blame someone else for how they were being. That's something that's always in their control. Being how they want to be is really, really important to them, and they assume that other people should be the same way. Now, people who are more focused on what they're trying to do, the do thinkers, have a different expectation. They expect that other people are focused on what they're trying to do and making sure that what they do is the right thing. When they get stuck, it's usually because people have cut themselves off or refused to talk to them, or they just feel like they're being so mean, doing things that they themselves would never do to other people. That's when it's really easy for these do thinkers to blame other people, especially for how they're feeling and how their emotions might be getting out of check. It can just seem so cruel and unnecessary that people are doing these things that just seem so mean and unkind. They're things that they would never do themselves. They would never treat someone that way. So of course they're going to be upset. They could completely justify being angry or upset with someone, but they feel like people should always be able to control what they do and treat people kindly. Why? Because that's what they do. They would never blame someone else for what they did that was unkind or mean. That's something you can always control, and they expect that other people are going to do the same thing. Choosing how you're going to react and what you're going to do in response to other people's unkind actions is really important, and do thinkers especially expect that other people do the same. And that's how we kind of have these differences on what they can control and what just happens. So that's really important to understand. It's also important to understand that when people start blaming other people for their problems, it's also a call for help. They're feeling stuck. They don't feel like they can be how they want to be, and they may not feel like they can do the things they need to do. And so they're asking for help, but they're doing it in a way that really isn't working for them. And I'm going to help you come up with some new ideas that you can ask for that help without coming across as blame. You've probably had that experience of wanting to move forward in some way, either being or doing, and you may have felt like someone's keeping you from being able to be how you want to be or do what you want to do. This is often when people are feeling stuck. And with only one way to think, there may not be a different way you can look at it to be able to get unstuck. But when you have a different way to look at things, then that can empower you and give you new options that you may not have seen before if you're only looking at it from one perspective. Now, it's also important to realize that when people aren't willing to help, or they're being rude or doing things that don't seem kind, there's also another way of looking at that, especially if you understand these different ways of thinking. Let's go back to the B way of thinking again and look at the B thinker's perspective. So sometimes when the B thinkers are upset or they're feeling really stuck, a lot of times it's in depression because they don't feel like they can be how they want to be. Do thinkers can sometimes look at them and say, well, they're not doing the things that would help them to be happy. That's a really regular judgment that do thinkers can make, because for them, it would be really easy to do something that would help them not be depressed. And so they may not feel like being super kind and energetic and making them feel good about themselves if they're not making the choices that would help them to be happier. And the same thing can happen from the other side when B thinkers look at do thinkers. And a lot of times do thinkers are upset because somebody won't do something that they think that other people should do. And B thinkers are looking at them going, well, they need to not be so rude or trying to control other people. And so they may not feel like doing the thing that the do thinkers want them to do. And often when we're in this situation, both sides are feeling the exact same. They blame the other person for the problems that they're having in the relationship because the other person isn't being or the other person isn't doing. I've found this happens all the time, and it's why I really want to share this concept, because it's too easy to blame another person for all the problems in a relationship. But it's a little bit harder to take the responsibility to see how you can change, what it is that you can do to make the relationship better. And for me, being able to see these different perspectives, to look at things from the opposite perspective, can always empower you, can always help you to get out of that stuck place and to not go to that blame game that is just so easy if you don't understand these different ways of thinking. So I just want you to understand that that is one of the biggest reasons why I'm trying to share this concept. And I tell you what, once you start realizing that it is in your power to be how you want to be and do what you want to do, life just gets so much better. And all of a sudden, you're able to get more of that help from others because you're being the best you can be, or you're doing the things that you can do. People are really sympathetic when they can see that you're trying. But a lot of times, if you don't see the opposite side, you don't know that there's another way to try. You don't have to be a part of the blame game. When other people try to blame you for things they're doing, you still get to choose how you're going to be and what you're going to do. You do have to take responsibility for that, because if you don't, you're putting all of your efforts to change the situation on them, and that gets rid of your control. But when you realize that you get to choose how you're going to be and what you're going to do, then you can do anything and you can be anything you want to be, and you don't have to stay stuck. That's when you really start to feel like you're flying. And when people try to get you to play the game and blame you for their problems, this is what I do. First of all, I tell them I care. I never mean to hurt people, and hopefully they know that about me, but I will tell them why I did whatever it was I did, or I'll apologize if I lost control of my emotions or did something stupid. But then I love to empower them and help them to see what I see in them. And that gets easier and easier to do, to see the good in people, when you can see how they're trying to be their best selves. And when they feel that love, the relationship always gets better. And it's something you can do, but it does start with you. You've got to feel like you're being who you want to be and doing what you're meant to do. Sometimes when we get stuck in the blame game, we don't see that opposite choice of how we could be or what we could do. But when you know it exists, which hopefully this concept is bringing some awareness to it, when you get stuck and you don't feel like you can be who you want to be or you can do what you want to do, then you have a different way to think. Look at that opposite side. Are you being who you want to be? If you're not, then change. Be how you want to be. Don't let other people control you. If you've been working on being and that's not working, then think about what you could say about what you're doing. Is there something you could do that would make the situation better or could help you to change how you're feeling? These are both questions that can help you to get you going in a better direction instead of blaming other people for how you're feeling or doing things that maybe are not the best idea. You can ask yourselves these questions. Are you being the person you want to be? Or are you doing what will really help in this situation? These are the questions that will help you to get unstuck and to help you to be able to move forward no matter what situation you're in. Because there is always an opposite way to look at things that will help you to move forward. But it may not be in your natural way of thinking or in the way you're used to looking at things. And that's going to take some practice. But you get to control what you do. And you also get to control who you are and how you want to be. These opposite perspectives actually change situations. They help things to get better. And when you get better and better at looking at the opposite way of looking at things, suddenly you can feel like you can fly, and it's really, really exciting. And I'm excited for you. I hope this podcast is helpful. And if you would like some extra help, you can always schedule a free mentoring call with me. You can find that discovery call on my website at lindykerby.com, and that's LindyKerby.com. I'd also be happy to answer any questions you have or to tell me how this podcast is helping you or what you'd like to learn more about. Like I said before, these different ways of thinking are powerful, and I just can't wait for the whole world to understand these differences, because I really think they can make a difference. So thanks so much for listening, for sharing this with anyone that you think it might be helpful with. And we'll talk again next week here on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
It's up to Y-O-U.